Hey, welcome to the JetNation.com podcast. I am Phil Sullivan.
And I'm Courtney Rollo.
Starting off with a little jump, because that's what Jed Hughes, who is the head of the executive search firm from the Jets, made them do. Seemed like they interviewed everyone possible. But today we're going to look at the new GM that was hired. We'll talk about some of the new coaches that are on board and discuss what their options at quarterback might be next season.
I kind of don't mind the fact they took their time, though, because it kind of shows that they're serious. And at least showing us that they're serious doesn't really mean much.
Well, you know, an extra week won't mean a whole lot if they get it right.
Well, yeah, exactly. But just because other teams picked up guys faster and we're like the last team to get our general manager, you know?
Yeah, but you're competing against the Browns and some of the other teams that are pretty bad. So hopefully, if you're going against the Browns, you're probably better off letting them pick first and taking who they don't.
I guess. Yeah, who's yeah left. You're right.
So there's a couple additions to the staff and to the front office. John Idzik is the new GM. Marty Morton Morningwig is the new offensive coordinator, and David Lee
Roth,
just David Lee is the new quarterbacks coach. What do you think?
I think we need to discuss it more, but there's definitely that. I had to do some research on these guys, obviously, but there's a West Coast feel, you know, coming back to the Jets. Side note, because it's officially, we discussed it last time, but now it's official. Dennis Thurman is the official defensive coordinator, and we just hired someone else to take his place, but I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Petten is in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So bye-bye, Petten. Dennis Thurman's the defensive coordinator. So let's start with Idzik.
Okay.
He's been in the NFL forever.
Yes, very long time.
Comes from a football family.
He's coming to us right now from the Seattle Seahawks, which he served 6 seasons as the vice president of football administration. And he was actively involved with player evaluations and negotiations, which makes me very happy if he's going to be our general manager. And obviously, he's proved himself. He's helped build a Super Bowl championship team with Tampa Bay and the NFC championship with Arizona. I mean, so he has a good track record for being in the league for 522 years.
No, he's a good exec. You know, really seems to be respected after he got hired. A lot of, it's funny, nobody wants to say who, but a lot of the reporters are saying everybody they talk to in the league says this is a good hire. But the one thing, you know, about proving himself, the NFL is a very not forgiving league. So it's kind of like he's on the clock now for the first time, literally. He was part of something good in Seattle with what they've built. And he's got, you know, some nice resume. But none of that will matter if he messes up this draft. And, you know, so he's kind of like, that's the way I put it. He's on the clock now. So his grades essentially start now. Everything else building up to this won't matter if he botches it.
No. I mean, and again, like, in favor of us, you know, he served several positions, which is good for us because he understands the needs of both sides of the ball, even though I think we all know that our offense needs a little more help than our defense. He's a math guy, so that helps with the struggling cap. Doesn't mean, you know, we're going to bring a new guy in and, like, the Jets are going to be fixed 1, 2, 3, but it points us in the right direction. At least this year, definitely.
Well, they have to get the offense fixed first. You know, he's got some challenges ahead of him. But, you know, the guys they didn't pick, there was some speculation it was going to be Gamble. SNY, the Jets blog, actually said that they had signed Gamble. They were in negotiations with him.
Yeah, I read that.
Other people said it was going to be Caldwell, who had more of a scouting background.
I'm just happy it's not Cohen.
Yeah, never, you know, hiring, promoting was Scotty Cohen, the assistant GM. That definitely would have been a mistake. You need a change. You need an outside influence. It's funny, but, you know, Seattle, it's turned it around there. They're an organization that, you know, people look up to now, so you could do that in a hurry. Woody says Idzik will have final say on all personnel matters, not Rex. I like knowing that because I want to know who to blame when they screw it up and not this whole
I
picked this one and he picked the second rounder.
Yeah. Although right now him and Rex and Woody today are at the Senior Bowl.
So yeah. So
the decision making, the collaborative thinking has begun.
Yeah, hopefully they get it right, and you know, we'll be in better shape.
So, I don't know. Like I said, our cap won't be easy to deal with until 2014, you know. So this year, like I said, just point us in the right direction. That's going to be like a good enough start. I read a couple articles that Rivas' camp wasn't fond of Mike Tenenbaum, which is why, you know, those crazy, you know, negotiations. He's going to be with us. He's not. So, I mean, if it does arise again, I am a little bit more at ease about it. I mean, I don't think it will, but like I said, I don't know with this team.
Yeah, they there's going to be bad blood there. Rivas held out, you know, the contract, all that. There's going to be bad blood. There's always a fallout from that. So Rivas, he's just not going to be sorry to see Tenenbaum go.
Yeah.
Really, what I want out of the GM, and I keep talking about professionalism, but I want the organization, I want as an organization, whether it's Neil Glatt, the team president, I want them to be more professional. No more media leaks, no more anonymous sources, you know, whether it was Pettin giving those stories to the Daily News or whatever, like they need internally to just lock that stuff down. That goes to Rex, that goes to everybody, but just let's be more professional. Let's focus on what's important and winning games.
Yeah. Yeah, don't keep anyone guessing either. And yeah, I agree. So let's go to Marty Morningweg. Is that, I'm going to just call him Marty.
Marty.
It's much easier. He started his NFL career as the offensive coach and quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers in 95 and 97. From 97 to 2000, he was the offensive coordinator for the 49ers. Then he went to be the head coach in Detroit. And he's joining us from the Eagles.
The stint in Detroit is one he wishes probably wasn't on his resume. But he reminds me of, see it a lot on the defensive side. There's guys like Wade Phillips that are good defensive coordinators that, you know, as a head coach doesn't work out. He kind of reminds me of that. Like, you know, probably not going to be our head coach again, but you know, it seems to be a good solid choice for the offense. It's a veteran guy. He's had success. He's worked with a lot of quarterbacks, and you know, the Eagles, they had McNabb, but I don't know that after McNabb, you know, they had a carousel there at quarterback, and he's worked with a lot of guys. And
well, I mean, he's helped Michael Vick, and when I said earlier about the West Coast approach, that he's the reason, I mean, sorry, Marty's the reason why, because you know, he's all about short and intermediate passes, which Mark Sanchez needs to improve on, but we'll discuss that later briefly. Very briefly. But like I said, if he fixed Michael Vick, there's a possible chance he can fix Mark. I don't know if we want to fix Mark or just bring in a whole new lineup later.
When you say fix Mark, you're actually talking about neutering him?
No.
That's a little
no.
harsh.
Well, you know, if it helps the game,
I'll
go for it.
Prohibiting him from having kids is, I mean, I was mad last year, but that's a little much.
Snip, snip. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really kidding, actually.
Mark was so bad, we have to make sure he does not,
when you're
he does not have offspring. This
when,
can't happen.
When they make all those new adjustments in the NFL this year, that's going to be one of them. Oh my God, that's really bad. All right, so personally, I like this pick. So and I hope it works out so we don't just have him for a year, because I like consistency. Again, I always go back to consistency. You know, if I hear one more word about the Wildcat, I'm gonna go crazy. This guy, you know, he doesn't worship the Wildcat.
Here's the challenge in putting together the offensive staff. Rex, if they have a bad year, is going to be fired.
Yeah, because he knows he needs to be involved more. He said it, he admitted it.
But you know, if they have a bad year, he's going to be fired. So every coach who takes the job on offense and defense, but most of the defense for the most part is internal guys. But every one of them knows it's a 1 year audition. Mm-hmm. Now, if Rex, you know, if they fix it, obviously, you know, life is good. They'll get renewed. But you know, it's a bit of a challenge. My thought on this: the offense the past, let's just take last year, the offense was so bad, I don't think it could actually get any worse than what it was last year. So it's like the bar is set so low, there's nowhere to go but up. So, yeah. You know, I think hiring a veteran guy is the right thing to do. He knows his system, and let's just let's move forward and start fixing this.
Moving forward, David Lee is leaving where Mike Pettine is now employed, the Buffalo Bills. He has also worked under Tony Soprano in the past. And no, people, that does not mean that Tim Tebow is going to be back 100%. And again, like, this guy's all about the Wildcat, which is, I swear to God, we can't use this anymore. Like, I just don't want to talk about it. I don't agree with this move. Ryan Fitzpatrick digressed the same way Mark did, okay? Something tells me this position was not given much thought. I feel like they just had to bring someone in to stay the first one in. And unless they plan an entire new roster of quarterbacks to implement another plan, then I don't see, I see this guy as a one-year deal.
Well, two things. The Wildcat, you're going to need whatever you call it. The Wildcat, well, I don't, you know, the terminology is different, but
Wildcat does not win the Super Bowl. It wins a couple of games.
You know, yeah, but the success the Niners have had with these running quarterbacks, the success that Seattle had, you're going to see it. You know, everybody's running, like, everybody ran the read option well this year, except for the Jets and Tim Tebow. So, you know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be part of the offense. Morningwig's history with it, you know, isn't extensive. So you build an offense that's not built on gimmicks, but, mm-hmm. you know, you have it in the toolkit. But the bigger thing is, and somebody posted this on the Jet Nation forums, I wish I remembered who, a quarterback coach is a lot like the hitting coach in baseball. Like, when the team's hitting, does anybody even know who the hitting coach is? It's like, you know, when they go into a slump, you change the batting coach, but is it really his fault? You know, he's going to be as good as the quarterback he has. Now, there's some gurus out there.
Well, that person's going to definitely, like, yell at you now because you didn't remember who it was. You didn't keep track of the 9,000 people, you know, on GetNation.com.
Last year, Sanchez was so bad, you obviously had to start over. So, you know, you change everything. Really, all I want out of the quarterback coach is to just minimize mistakes. You know, they're working on fundamentals. But if you have a quarterback in his fifth year that you have fundamentals issues with, you probably don't have a quarterback. So, you know.
So, speaking about the quarterback, to touch on it briefly.
All right.
Okay, because you know this is going to be the next move or people are waiting for now that we have our coaches pretty much in place. I think it's too early to even discuss it, okay? I know there's a slew of quarterbacks that are free agents, but that doesn't mean we should just dive in and scoop them up. That's how mistakes are made. We can't be like an impulsive team. I feel like last year we were very impulsive, and obviously it doesn't get you anywhere. And money will play a factor. I don't care how much it's going to be downplayed. I just hope they focus on talent, okay? Focus on talent.
That'd be a good start.
Focus. I mean, it's so obvious, but
refreshing change.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's obvious, but sometimes people don't notice the obvious. It's like when you lose your car keys and they're right in front of your face, but you look like in your sock drawer. Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
Okay, that's how the Jets are functioning.
I'm gonna just take a couple minutes and digest that. I might have a rebuttal on the sock drawer, but not right now.
You put your car keys in the sock drawer? Come on. No. Like I said, I just want them to focus on talent, focus on strengths. Mark Sanchez has strengths, okay? He's a starting quarterback for a reason, all right?
Is he?
He was. Yeah, he still is. Now he's, he was, he is, he isn't, he was, now he's back.
No, here's let me answer that one.
He was drafted.
Here's the reason. Because he was drafted by a guy who was a GM, who is no longer a GM, and he was given a big raise.
Rex wants him. Okay, we know that's Rex's baby. He has his number tattooed in his arm. So Rex promised he would be more involved offensively this year, which, you know, is his make or break, which leads me to believe that Mark will be saved. Okay, Tebow's out.
Saved, like, in Tebow saved, like, no, like, fine religion?
No, not religion saved. Maybe, like, snip saved. Like,
wait, you have to clarify. Are you a
cute? He will be a Jet.
He's going to be a
Mark
Jet.
Mark Sanchez will be a Jet, and his chances of starting might be even better because of Rex. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. I'm not saying he should be a starter. I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
as with any job, if your boss likes you, he's going to support you.
Yeah, and then you both get fired together. Here's the thing.
What? No.
Rex has 1 year left, so he's going to cut the umbilical cord. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to bring in other guys. They have to bring in somebody who can compete with him.
An old dude and a new dude. Okay, that's what they're going to do. To compete with him. I totally agree with that. That's fine. Tebow, he's out. We'll discuss Tebow in a minute.
All right.
He's out. McElroy, I still think he might be there, okay? But we need to remember the 11 sacks in one game. Just not forget that, okay?
All right.
The only thing I can be certain is our defense is awesome. Your turn. do you think?
let's go back to Sanchez. So Rex is on the clock. This is his last year if they bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to coach with a sense of urgency that he hasn't had before. McElroy will probably be back as the third string. Tebow, I don't see how they bring him back.
No.
So that means you have that second quarterback spot. There's guys that are rumored to have to bring somebody in. Matt Moore is a free agent with Miami, veteran quarterback, game manager. He's somebody that I would bring in here. He's not going to get a lot of money.
We don't have any money to get.
Well, they don't have any money, so they're not going to go after the top guys. They might not be able to even afford, like, an Alex Smith who would be actually really good here.
I think Alex, if anything, like, right now, what we have available... Or not available. Oh, yeah, available to us or and everyone else. I would say Alex Smith. This whole rumor about Tavares Jackson, I think that's a joke.
Tavares Jackson couldn't beat out Jason. He couldn't beat out, what's his name in Buffalo. You look at Tavares Jackson, you look at Jason Campbell, other guys that have been rumored. Sanchez is going to beat them out because they're bad.
Yeah.
I think if you get somebody like Matt Moore, if you could get Alex Smith.
Wait, there could be a conspiracy theory. Every really bad quarterback, right? To compete against Mark, and then Mark's obviously going to beat him.
Yeah,
look, starting quarterback. And then Rex looks good because, look, I was right about Mark.
Well, Rex is not going to look good because they're going to lose.
I got this down. No.
the conspiracy theory you just outlined is called the Mike Tannenbaum era.
Oh.
Mark Brunell.
So I'm like Mike Tannenbaum right now?
Yeah. And you're going to be unemployed.
I'm going to be fired soon.
Mike Tannenbaum's wife is not at Nordstrom's today, so you don't want to be on that plane. Okay? No, guys like Matt Moore... Guys like Alex Smith will beat out Mark Sanchez. If you have him in camp, open competition, they're going to beat him out. Jason Campbell, Tavares Jackson, they're not. So we'll see how serious they are.
Do you think he's going to have a Jets West?
I don't see how he could. I don't see how he could. He's got to start saving money. He's got to worry about
it. He doesn't pay for their flights. He just pays for their food.
He's got to save money. He's got to, like, really start looking at retirement.
His mom pays for the retirement. You're such an ass. Okay.
He's not going to be in the league much longer. He's got to buckle down.
All
right. So just on the last quarterback that we kind of skipped over, Tebow, I just want to talk about that a little bit because there was a report that when Woody Johnson was interviewing GMs, one of the GMs candidates that he interviewed was Ted Sundquist. And he told ESPN after that fact that Woody said Tebow was forced upon him, which, I love blasting Woody as much as anybody. My first reaction was, why is this guy shooting his mouth? This guy being Woody, why is Woody shooting his mouth telling him that? But it was in the confines of an interview, so I don't have a problem with Woody saying it. Sundquist didn't get the job, and then he went and told ESPN, so that happens. But the part that's funny...
And ESPN's like, we love Tebow!
Yeah.
What the hell is this about?
There's been articles that said, people in a real league are saying that report is BS. We know Rex didn't want Tebow because Rex didn't play him. So we know it wasn't Rex.
No.
Woody is saying he didn't want him. Tannenbaum got fired. So they're putting it on Tannenbaum that it was Tannenbaum's
idea.
Which,
since he got fired, it kind of now makes sense a little bit.
It does, yeah. But... A leak, there was a quote. A leak source with direct knowledge of the trade said Tannenbaum was the driving force behind the move. There's no way it could be characterized as being forced on Johnson, though. So Tannenbaum.
So now it wasn't for the seats?
Tannenbaum, came obviously came to Woody and said, he should do this. But Woody, you know, I don't know that Woody's the victim here. He kind of liked that. He had the quote, "You can never get enough Tebow" and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, well, in Woody's defense, not that I'm trying to defend, but I'm saying, like, in his defense, you are supposed to trust your GM. I mean, if it was Woody's job to hire everyone, Woody would hire everyone. He would have a GM. Like, you know,
No, that's fine. It's just in the context of his quote, we're saying this was forced on him.
Yeah.
He owns the team.
Yeah, he did.
So he fired the guy. The guy brought Tebow in. Tannenbaum brought Tebow in. It didn't work out, and Tannenbaum got fired. That's the way it works. Just funny, Woody trying to claim he's the victim. The quote actually said, he owns the team. All he had to do was say no. Nothing is ever forced on Woody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you forced it on him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. It's not how it works.
There's also, I also heard real quick that I don't know where I heard it from because I read it, like, when they very kind of like started interviewing, that whoever was interviewed for the GM position, how many say it? That, like, they weren't interviewed. It wasn't based on, like, player personnel or football. Not experience. It was
more of like a Barbara Walters interview. What kind of tree would you be?
Pretty much, yeah. But she fell downstairs and has stitches now or something like that. But what I'm saying is, it's like, it wasn't like what people expected to walk into for the interview for that type of position. Everyone that walked out of that room pretty much said the same thing. Like, yeah, this wasn't really about player personnel, or, you know, these weren't, like, it's more about money questions we were asked rather than people we've drafted or people
who would draft. The only way I could sum that up is saying that's scary as all hell.
Well, it is, yeah. But I'm just saying, if you hear that, then you're, like, wondering, where are we going to go this year?
I don't own the team, but if I owned the team...
You don't own the team?
No, but if I did, what I would say is... I know you haven't had a lot of time, but what would your plan be on how you would fix this?
Imagine Jets fans owned the Jets.
Just like the Packers. But that's what I would say. How would you fix this? What are, you know, it would be 100% based on that.
Yeah.
What would you do with this player? What would you do with this player?
The Jets just have to go back to the basics. Really.
What are the basics?
Like what you said, like asking questions like that. Like, how would you fix this? This is what we're at right now. What would you do? When I go out for interviews, or like when I used to go out for interviews, they'd be like, okay, what are you doing in this situation? You know, like stuff like that. I mean, it's basics.
So Woody's like, so where do you see yourself in five years, John Idzik?
Where do you see? Shut up, Phil.
I see myself living in a retirement home with Mike Tannenbaum and Terry Bradway. Like, that's what I see.
So you have any shout outs, Phil? I do.
Go ahead. Who are you shouting out?
Listen, we all watched the championship games, and of course we're all happy that the Patriots lost. But you know what? I did not badmouth the Patriots at all. The only thing I disagreed with, and I'm talking Twitter now.
Okay.
The only thing I did disagree with, and I did mention it, but I didn't elaborate on it, or like, I didn't even curse, okay? The fact that, well, we all know that Bill Belichick did not give a press conference after, okay? And if Rex didn't do that, we were ripped apart for waiting like five days longer after the season to give a press conference. That's ridiculous, okay?
Who are you shouting out here?
I'll get there in a minute. So, I'm shouting out the people that ripped apart the Patriots like idiots.
Okay.
Like, there's really no reason.
Call them out on that?
Yeah, call them, yeah.
All right.
And then I also don't like the fact that Tom Brady didn't go up and shake Joe Falco's hand. I didn't see it. I read that he didn't. If someone can prove me wrong, whatever, put me on blast on Twitter. Like, you probably will anyway. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't see it. And that's so, like, for a team that's so, like, mature and highly respected, like, come on. Like, really? You're going to break down like that? So I'm shouting out the people that, like, we're respectful of the fact, which is a very, very, very little few, of the Patriots' loss. And just, like, you know, be mature about it. Don't put them on blast like Shannon Sharp.
I don't think I quite understand that shout-out. I don't know if Tom Brady shook Flacco's hand or not. But
roll with me here. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to just say that I'm going to shout out the exact opposite people and anybody who called the Pats.
Everyone called you happy? You are a... Okay, let me rephrase it, right?
All right. Please
don't,
do.
Don't be a sore loser.
No, you win with class, and I don't like...
Mrs. West Walker.
To Patriot fans, I don't taunt them, but I'm not going to lie. I'm freaking happy when the Patriots lose. Like, the good days in my life are like you know, when you look back, it's like the birth of your children. And it's like,
you're comparing when, it to that level?
When the Giants beat them in the Super
kids,
Bowl.
So maybe that's why I don't have a clear understanding of it.
Well, that should even be more important to you then. The Patriots losing is good.
No, it is good. I'm not, no, I was rooting for the Ravens. I knew the Ravens would blow them out. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not like pro Patriots, and I wouldn't even mind taking Wes Welker on because he's a free agent.
You talking about on the Jets, or is this some other thing you're going for?
No, I'm talking about the Jets.
All right.
Giving me a bad image right now. So anyway, oh, and I just lost 5 Twitter followers. No. So.
All right, here. I'm going to shout out
okay.
Ray Lewis.
For really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, people are talking now all this stuff, and he's not a good person.
No,
and
it was such bullshit.
Who cares?
All the camera crew followed Ray Lewis like it was church, okay? Because that's how he is. He's like a preacher. All these camera crews are falling out of field. Okay, and Joe Flacco was like, yo, I'm going to go take a leak because I'm like, no one's around me right now, and I will see you later at, like, Fridays.
Hey, that's all right. Less, like, less pressure on him.
Well, I'm just saying, come on, man.
I'd like to see the Ravens win the Super Bowl.
No, I'm definitely going for the Ravens.
I'm rooting for them. I think they will win, but I officially don't care. Because it's like, yeah, I'm a bitter Jets fan, and as long as it's not the Patriots, I'm happy. Belichick's a baby.
No, he is. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're both babies. Like, they're all high and mighty until, like, they get a paper cut.
We should do a podcast just on me talking about how much I hate Belichick. I could talk for, like, hours about it.
What'd he ever do to you?
I just was really mad that he stole $1 million from what from Leon Hess.
Well, you know, it's ever since Spygate, they've been, like, sucking and, like... You know, these championship games.
Every year they set offensive records and lose in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, so.
We never found out Rex Ryan Sensi. You know that? He's, I just saw about that. Rex, we were supposed to find out.
Well, yeah, he had a sensei that was going to have this magical season. His sensei is in witness relocation. Why would you admit
you were... Everyone turn your milk carton around.
Why would you admit you were the sensei when he had his worst season ever?
I'm just saying that if you remember...
Well, the mainstream media will have to get that out of them.
It's going to be the next press conference.
I think that about wraps us up.
Maybe when Eric Allen lets us tweet him live.
You could ask that.
We can ask that.
Eric Allen, I know you listen. I talk to you, and I know you listen, so maybe you could
let us know, and I'm going to tweet in, hey, Rex, so who was your sensei this year?
Yes, and how who was your sensei, and how do I punch him in the face?
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so... You know, we have the Senior Bowl going on now. Next up is, the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And then the Combine. And then that's it. So, I don't know what our next podcast would be, but it'll probably be within 2 weeks.
I think so.
All right. Well, anyway, take it easy, Jets fans. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And again, join us in the forums anytime at jetnation.com.
Thanks, everyone, and go Jets.